He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone, and we are on show number 389. Yeah, the time is flying by. Today, we have an interesting show. Yours truly forgot the power pack to my Lenovo laptop, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that today, and that will also be my replacement power pack, will be the gadget of the day, because I think we all could learn, hopefully, from my mistake that I made. Now, before we begin, I want you to know that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I would love to hear from everybody. I will definitely try to email you back. So let us begin, and we're going to do that. I got a new system set up here, so I'm a little rusty. I guess I'm not rusty. I'm trying to get the new buttons in the right place, so I think I've done that. But as I mentioned, we're on show 389, and you can get to us anytime by just going to the Gadget Professor show. That would be thegadgetprofessor.com, and of course you can watch every episode, all of them, on my channel. Not a problem there. And if you want, as I mentioned last week, we had a, if you didn't watch the show last week, you may want to watch that, or we had a great review of the top 10 streaming sites, and also this great little peeps pen that keeps your glasses clean. So that was really good, and I still use that. But if you want some great streaming sites, check out last week's show. That would be 388. Okay, let's get on to the gadget of the day. So I have in front of me, which you really can't see, a Lenovo laptop, and I have the IdeaPad, a Y700, and I've had this for a couple years. It's worked really well. I haven't had any issues with it. I was traveling and unfortunately forgot the power pack. I have never, ever, ever done that in all the years that I've been in business and traveling. I've never forgot my power supply, but this time I did, and it was not a fun experience. The laptop was fully charged, so I had about 2 days on it, and I used it sparingly, but I had to get a new power pack. So I went on Amazon, because that's the place to go, and I'm going to show you what happens here if you're not careful. So as I mentioned to you, I lost the power pack. I have a Lenovo laptop, and I really don't care what kind of laptop you have. This is what I'm talking about today is universally accepted, and this is going to save you a lot of grief. So if you put in Lenovo laptop charger Y700, which is essentially what I had, which is what the original, you're going to get all these different types of replacements, and they all work. Now you'll notice here, there's a little yellow color. I think you can see this. It's yellow. And I have my laptop here. And oddly enough, not oddly enough, but I know that's the replacement, because this cord is actually has yellow. I think you can see that there, yellow tip on it. So I knew that these were the replacements. So here's a couple things you might want to know. This one was $22, and no issues with that. 20 volts, 6.75 amps, and that's the key to it. It's your wattage and amperage, and I would have been all set for $22, and they have a bunch of them here, $20, and pretty much any of these will work. You got to make sure that it says Y700 or whatever brand laptop you have. It really doesn't matter. Just check that model number and make sure that the power supply will be okay. Now here's what happens if you don't have the right power pack and you're not sure of the model number. What I would recommend is if you go to, again, Amazon, and instead of searching on Lenovo laptop charger. We know that it's a Y700. I told you that already. But if we go to Amazon and instead of searching as we did over here on Lenovo laptop charger Y700, if you search on universal laptop charger and know in your brain that you want it for the Y700, you're going to find here that there are a plethora of different types of power supplies, universal power supplies, that are both more wattage and also have a number of tips. So not only can you use it to replace your existing laptop, I have, I think, 3 or 4 laptops, but it will create an environment where you can use the different tips to literally go on any laptop that you have. Now, you got to be real, real careful here, and you got to keep your head and your eyes awake. Now, if you look at the different ones, if you remember this laptop charger, if we go back one, this was 6.57 amps, okay, and it said usable for the Y700. There it is right there. So on this one, it's not the same brand. It doesn't really matter. This is called Zozo, but this is 90 watts, significantly more power. $25, it's going to cost you $3 or $4 more. But what you get, and I'm going to have to put these in my hand, but you are going to get just a ton, I don't know if you can see these, of different types of connectors. And that's a big advantage for $3 or $4. So you get all these different connectors, and this particular one also had the adapter for my Y700 Lenovo. So I opt to buy this power pack right here. There it is. And now I'm able to change to any one of the power connections that I have. Now, don't worry so much about the amperage. As long as it has enough amperage, it's not going to burn your machine out. But the beauty of having all these tips available is wonderful. As long as you're sure that you've got the tip that you need, which in this case it does, it's right there. Let's take a look at this Zozo 90 watts. That's a pretty beefy power supply. And there are all the tips that you get. And right there, that's the one that I'm looking for. Let me move over here a little bit this way. But you could see this one, the yellow one, that's the one that I actually needed for my Lenovo laptop. So I got it, and I paid for overnight shipping, which was a little expensive, but I needed it. So I got all these other tips, and now I could pretty much use this universally. Oddly enough, it fits the 3 other laptops that I own and a bunch of other equipment, so I have an extra power supply. So now what I do is I actually leave this in my briefcase, in my laptop case, and what I do, and this is the most important part of buying one of these universal adapters, universal power supplies. You are going to need something to keep all these tips in. I literally take a baggie like so, and I just dump all those tips in there. There's like 10 different tips, and I keep them in there because you never know what tip you're going to need, and if you don't keep them together, you're going to lose them. So I wind this up, throw this all in the bag, and that's how I travel anymore, and I know it's always there. So hopefully you'll learn from that screw up that I had. You'll learn how to buy a universal power supply for $1 or $2 more. You're going to get a higher wattage power supply 9 times out of 10, and also you're going to get a bunch of tips. Just keep in mind, you want to make sure that you get the exact model number included, because there's so many different ones out there. If we were to go back here, in fact, this gives you such a nice breakdown, and it also tells you the zillion different power supplies the different power adapter connectors that will go to each laptop. So it's tough to make a mistake, and they're all labeled, and as you can see, it gives you an extensive overview of what you're buying. There are other ones that I could have bought, but they may not have come. Here's one that does not come, I don't think. Nope, I don't see it. This may be the tip, I'm not sure. Yep, it is. So without question, buy a universal adapter power supply if you need a spare, or if you should lose yours, rather than the exact one, because they're all the same power requirements. So again, check the amperage, check the tip, and the more amperage, better it is. The more wattage, the better it is. And if you buy a 90 watt, or let's go by the amperage, if yours is a 6.7 amp computer and you're buying an 8.5 amp power pack, it's not going to matter. It will only take, the laptop will only take the amperage that it needs. So it might be a little confusing, but if you watch the show twice, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's hard to explain. So if you're going to replace the power supply to your laptop, buy a universal one. It might cost you $3 or $4 more, but in the long run, you're going to get a power supply that will be able to, you can use it for a variety of different devices, and that is a good thing. Now, the only other thing that I will quickly mention is that some of these have polarity, positive and negative. So when you're on that little tip, make sure that you look on your laptop and you know if it's tip positive or tip negative. And which either way it is, you can flip that little tip around. Pretty straightforward for the most part. So I hope I didn't confuse you. I hope I entertained you a little bit and maybe you learned something. Okay. Let's go into some apps of the day. The first app that we have up here, this is a beauty. This one is called Speaky Article Voice Reader. Right now, this is free. This used to be, I think, $8. For whatever reason, it's free right now, and it's a wonderful app. What do you use it for? Well, you use it for a lot of things. If you're too busy to read your articles from your favorite websites, sit back and relax and listen up as the news from any website is magically read back to you with an adjustable speed control and multiple accents. Yeah, so it will give you different accents and languages, and it will read real fast if you want, if you can absorb that, which typically I have the podcast going back at very fast speed when if I have a script for something. If I have a letter, if I have a newsletter, basically what you're going to do is just link any article to Speaky. It will extract the main content, detect the language, and read it out loud. You can retrieve content from your favorite websites or from the iCloud. Articles in your Speaky will play in a queue, which is nice, without an internet connection. So basically you can cut and paste, if you will, these articles and dump them into the Speaky on your phone. Put your headsets on if you like. And it's going to read everything back to you. It will even do PDF. So very handy app, very free. This will work on both platforms, both the iOS, your Apple platforms devices, and also the Android. So get this while you can. It's free, and even if you don't intend to use it, I would download this because at some point in time you're going to say, "What was that app?" And boy, I wish I had it. Particularly if you're on a plane ride, a train ride, or a car ride, it's very handy to have that, and you're going to stay updated on all the current stuff. So it's called Speaky Article Voice Reader, and I hope that you will load that in. All right, next coming up, last week we talked about Violist. This time we're going to talk about Oilist. This is another great app, again available on both platforms. If you're on the Apple platform, iOS, it's going to set you back $2.99, but this is a killer app and it's worth every single penny. As you can see, absolutely stunning, beautifully recreated oil paintings from your photos, and it does a magnificent job. As you can see, there's all kinds of variables. You can make the color more intense or less intense and actually create pretty much of any type of oil painting that you want. It's kind of like a sketch, and you can get pretty creative with these. And what's really nice, I'll tell you, if you have a good printer or if you do a nice job on this, these make wonderful art posters, so you could send them out. Costco does a great job of printing posters, and it's very, very affordable. And this is a wonderful app, so if you want some creative art, this is a great way to do it. And this will automatically generate a perfect oil painting, if you will, and print it out. And I'll give you a hint: if you're going to print these out, print them on canvas. It looks fantastic. You can get a canvas paper or a linen paper. Really nice, really nice. And I've done this. I can't recommend this app enough. It's called Oilist. $3, actually $2.99, but close enough. All right, moving right along. This next app is a wonderful app. It's called Motion Stills GIF collage. And if you've ever seen those animated GIFs that kind of look like that and you wonder how you create them, this is the app that will do it. This app is 100% free. Again, this app, Motion Stills, GIF, and Collage, will be available on both the Android platform as well as the iOS. But this will capture epic moments. It will browse your motion stills, create beautiful collages, as you can see there. And it does some really cool things. Turn your live photos into epic cinematic GIFs and video collages with Google's advanced stabilization technology. You can create epic movies and video collages. A video collage is really cool because this is not a video collage, but it was. You can actually see the mountain, people hiking in the mountain and the shore coming back and forth in a collage. Very, very cool. You can add fun motion text and emojis that track objects. Share your motion stills as looping GIFs directly in your favorite messaging app. Pick the best frame and export to your motion stills as live photos so you never miss a moment. And you can browse through your motion stills, stream, or flip through them one by one. Or you can watch them on autoplay. So a wonderful app, totally free. I don't know what else you could possibly want. All right, for you folks who like to pimp your screen up, yep, this is your app right now that you're going to want, and this is called Pimp Your Screen Color Themes, available on the iOS. This is the app that you've been waiting for. It's $1.99, maybe $2, because I think this comes out of London, if I'm not mistaken. I loaded this app up. It's really funky. It's really weird. Pimp Your Screen gives you an exclusive selection of themes, icon skins, app shelves, backgrounds, and other great content for your screen. Unlock your creativity and never get bored. This is a cool app. You can get very creative, and really, you're not locked into the typical configuration on your iOS or on your iPad. This will work really well. Now, what I downloaded it for was actually not my iPad or my iPhone. Actually, it was for my Apple Watch, because I'm still not digging my Apple Watch. I don't love it. I mean, it's okay, but if I had it to do all over again, I probably wouldn't buy an Apple Watch. Mine's a Series 3, not the Series 4. Maybe it's a Series 2. Can't remember. But anyway, this did help. It did make things look a lot more colorful and a lot better. So you may want to check that out. It's called Pimp Your Screen Cool Color Themes. All right. Now, this next app, and our final app tonight, is a app for basically people who use Twitter. And you can follow me on Twitter at Gadget Professor. But this is called Hootsuite. And where'd it go? Oh, here it is, Hootsuite. Hootsuite is great for scheduling posts for Twitter and Instagram now. It will do both. It used to just do Twitter. Now it will also do Instagram. There are different models that you have to pay for. There is a free model, but this is probably, in my opinion, one of the best Twitter apps out there. You can manage and schedule posts under multiple social media profiles on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and more from one app, all from within Hootsuite. Hootsuite is free for up to 3 social network accounts and has over 15 million, that's a lot, 15 million users. It's the top app for Android to help you manage your business and social media. It's also available, I know, for the iOS, not only the Android. It's available on both platforms. If you are using Twitter, I promise you, even the free app on this will change your life. It just does so many things. It does scheduling. It will change the name from a long name to a short name. It will do that for you automatically. Scheduling is very nice. You can schedule umpteen posts, and it will hit all your social media sites if you do the paid plan. If not, you get 3 social media sites. Maybe you want to go to Twitter, Facebook, and I don't know, maybe Instagram. I'm really liking Instagram. I do use Facebook, but I'm liking Instagram a lot, and you can follow me at Gadget Professor on Instagram, and you'll see a lot of my crazy photos. So let's see here. Let me click a little button on this side here. I'm going to be working on this, changing this back and forth earth is a little problematic because I'm doing it with a mouse, but I do have a very cool, I don't know if you can see it, a very cool pad here. There you go. I'm working on programming at this moment, so this isn't the first show using what we call the green screen and different microphones, and we'll take a look when the show is streamed and see how we did and make some adjustments. So that's going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am going to see everybody next Thursday. So long.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.